For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is threatening to close the southern border with Mexico if he doesn't get the funding for his border wall. Washington Post reporter Michael Scherer has more on the president's negotiations with Democrats over border wall funding.
The latest offer we've heard is about $2.5 billion for the year for border security. It's not clear what restrictions will be put on that, whether it could go to new fencing or not. The president has also backed off his initial demand for a concrete wall. He's now saying steel slats will be enough.
While Washington remains deadlocked, 380,000 workers have been told to stay home without pay, and 420,000 others, including TSA screeners, members of the Coast Guard, and Border Patrol officers, must continue working without pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Another migrant caravan has formed, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The caravan is reportedly set to leave Honduras on January 15th. There are an estimated 15,000 members of it currently. The LA Times reporting that word of the massive migrant caravans coming from advocates and Spanish-language media. Thousands of migrants remain stranded in Mexico, left to sleep at unsanitary shelters near and around the border town of Tijuana, and many of those migrants tell the paper they feel abandoned by their caravan leaders.
The Trump administration on Friday targeted an Obama-era regulation that was credited with helping to reduce toxic mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants. Former Obama administration EPA official Janet McCabe.
Since this rule was implemented, mercury emissions have gone down by about 80% from that industry as a whole, and that's a pretty remarkable reduction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
2019 could be a great year for space exploration. USA's Tim Berg explains.
As we move forward into 2019, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is space travel. Back in August, President Trump discussed the possibility of establishing a space force under the larger Department of Air and Space Force. Jim Cantrell is the CEO of Vector, which deals with space travel. Cantrell tells Fox News he's not a big fan of Space Force.
Yeah, so I'm generally against it, just based on the argument of smaller government being better. Mm-hmm. And it's not really necessary because this idea of warfare in space is already taken into account with Pentagon war planning. And just recently, the Space Command was reinstituted, which would be a combatant command that would use the military forces in the case of us being attacked.
So the Air Force could do all of this for you?
It already does.
It does, okay.
Although Cantrell also says...
No, I applaud the president for putting focus on space because it's our next economy in the United States. Right now it's about a half a trillion. It'll be $2 trillion within about 10 years. And frankly, our military relies on space assets in such a way that if our adversaries attacked it, it would cripple us. We rely on these things for both our economy and our military forces. And who would have thought, you know, 30 years ago that GPS would be in all our phones that we carry in our pocket?
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.